everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL-TV. It's the final week of the regular season. Playoff packages are available for OHL Live. Check it out. It's OHL Live on CHL-TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to an OHL graduate who is taking advantage of the OHL education program to further his studies and also win a national championship at the collegiate level. That is coming up in a moment, but first, this week's Kojiko OHL Player of the Week is Brant Clark of the Barrie Colts. He picked up 5 goals and 6 assists for 11 points and was plus 9 in 3 games on the Barrie blue line last week. The 20-year-old from the Ottawa area came into this weekend's play with 59 points through 30 games since returning from the LA Kings and being part of Team Canada winning gold at the World Junior Hockey Championship. While Clark captured gold with Team Canada, Jason Wilms was among the 16 OHL graduates who were part of the University of New Brunswick roster that captured the championship of the U-Sports men's hockey program this past weekend. Wilms and I caught up about the experience of winning a national championship and looking back at his time in the OHL.
Obviously, it's a surreal moment. It's something that everyone on the team we've been working for all year, and especially being my third year, this was kind of the goal in mind every year here. And to have it come down to that final game against Alberta, who's probably one of our biggest rivals out here. Obviously, there's been I know in 2019, meeting them in the finals, the team before, and just a surreal moment. I can't really put it into words yet. It's still kind of all sinking in, but definitely an exciting time, and just really happy we were able to get it done this year. Obviously, we're a real tight-knit group. I believe it's 11 first years we have this year, and we have a decent amount of returning guys who were there. Last year, we went through a little bit of heartbreak losing in the first game of Nationals. That I think us returning guys, we really learned a lot from that experience and what it takes to win on the national stage. And we were able to add, as you said, 11 first years and a whole bunch of us Ontario guys as well. And I know in that last game there, it was 3 guys all scoring there from the OHL with Morgan, Keating, and McKay there getting that second goal for us. So obviously a tight-knit group, and you need to be a tight-knit group if you want to win a championship and do something special. And I think that our close bond and our commitment to want to do it for one another is kind of something that was able to have us prevail there and become national champions.
After coming out of the OHL, what's the style of play like at the U-Sports level versus coming out of the OHL?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit of an adjustment. In the OHL, obviously, when you're, you know, in your overage season, 2021, you're going up against 16 and 17-year-olds on some night. And once you make that adjustment to the U-Sports, and especially the AUS, you kind of find like it's almost like a transition to pro. Like you're going up against, you know, basically men in a way. It's a lot faster, stronger league. And just kind of got to make the adjustment and keep your speed up, I think, is the biggest thing. And I'm in my third year now, and I think any of the first years could test to it too. That is a little bit of an adjustment period, but I think that our practices and our preparation is what prepare us for this league. And we had 101 practices this year, and I think that it all kind of prevailed there at the end, and we were prepared for that moment, and we were able to, like I said, become national champions there on that last game of the season.
Of course, you're at UNB as part of the OHL's education program. Your time in the O, now that you're using it, what has the education package meant to you?
It's been fantastic. I think it's still the best kept secret throughout the OHL and throughout the whole CHL, the education package. I've been able to access my education package and complete my business degree while minoring in marketing out here. And on top of that, I've been able to create memories while playing hockey that I'll remember now for the rest of my life. So I still really believe that it's one of the best kept secrets that the Ontario Hockey League does for us. And it's provided me with a way to complete an education, obtain my degree here at the end of the summer. And on top of that, I've been able to keep playing the sport that I love, hockey. It really is the best of both worlds.
When you got to that point of being a veteran with Barrie and then going into London, were you kind of thinking, you know, was business and marketing the area you wanted to go into, or you weren't quite sure? Where did sort of, how'd you land with these courses?
Yeah. Obviously, I was, business was kind of something I always thought I might get into. I debated around a little bit with maybe getting something into sports. I've obviously still think I want to stay involved in hockey at some point, maybe on the business side of things and whatnot. But I think it was really when I got out here to UNB and started taking classes and everything, I think that really excited my passion for business. I know out here. I think we got about 14 or 15 of us that are in the business program. So definitely a lot of guys passionate about business. And it's funny how the conversations sometimes change in the room. You start talking about school classes or stocks even at times and whatnot. Whereas junior and Barry and stuff, it's a little more hockey talk, but it's definitely fun to have some passion outside of the game. And like I said, it's really has been the best of both worlds out there here with obtaining that business degree and being able to still play hockey at the highest level.
2016 to 2020, of course, most of your time with the Barrie Colts, finished it off with the London Knights. You're a few years removed now. What comes to mind with memories from your time in the Ontario Hockey League?
Just so much of many of the memories and friendships that I still have to today. And I know from that group in Barrie there where I was for 3.5 years, I still have a group chat with the guys that basically goes off weekly. And especially after the game Sunday, all the guys reaching out and congratulating me. And those were some of the best times of my life. I had an outstanding experience in both Barrie and London. And it's really just the memories that, you know, it's nice in the summer to get together with guys and just share, you know, whether it be from the games or outside of the rink. It's all about hanging around with the guys and that camaraderie that you get there that you really can't get anywhere else in life.
I know a lot of the guys say time flies. When you look back now, you think, wow, those 4 years in the O went by pretty quickly.
Yeah. It's funny when you mentioned it there, the 2016 to 2020, I guess 2020 was whatever it is over 3 years ago now that I've been out of the league, but it still feels like yesterday. It always brings back good memories just coming back, and you just really now a couple of years removed from the league, it's pretty cool to be able to say, you know, you're an OHL alumni and you're able to play in some of these nicest arenas in Ontario and just traveling around and living the dream is basically what we'd always call it back then. You get to go and play in front of 4,000 or 5,000 fans a night at, you know, 17, 18 years old. It's any kid's dream growing up. And it was especially my dream growing up in Kitchener, coming to the Odd on Friday nights. It's really surreal now looking back to be able to say that I was able to play four years in the Ontario Hockey League.
That was Jason Wills, former captain of the Barrie Colts, who finished his OHL career with the London Knights, a part of the University of New Brunswick team that captured the National Collegiate Championship. Here's a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. The Gatineau Olympic of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League lead the way nationally. The OHL comes in at number 8 with the Ottawa 67s, 9 of the Sarnia Sting, the North Bay Battalion are 10, and 2 honorable mentions this week, the Barrie Colts and the Saginaw Spirit. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.